Come, creatures of the earth and night, go about and about. Seek it out. The weird stone of Brisingamen. For I, Nastrond, Lord of Ragnarok, would possess it.
To continue our tale.
In Selena Place's house, Sue and Colin stand trembling outside her sanctum. Behind the door, the spell she has cast begins to work. It's bad enough that Grimnir should have snatched the stone from Susan's wrist, even if he doesn't have the power to use it. But if Selena's spell should reach its climax, Firefrost will be locked away forever. The children try the door. It opens.
All clear.
The heck it is!
Sue, don't touch!
It's only smoke. A column of smoke.
Yes, but with faces in it.
My tears in there.
Too bad. I'm going.
Sue!
Wait! It's stopping. It's stopping. There's my tear. The tear's breaking the smoke. It's gone. The smoke's gone.
Careful!
Got it. Oh, my tear.
No! No! No!
Oh, crikey!
Not
let's get out of this!
Right, which way?
Front door!
What about the dogs?
Just have to risk it.
What's
going on up there?
I don't know! Are we not staying to find out? Get back!
In here! Oh, thank God it's a kitchen. There's a back door.
Come on. Oh, God, somebody's on the other side of it.
Window! Colin, that dog, did you see? It hadn't any eyes.
Didn't seem to need any. That door's not going to hold.
Maybe we can find a knife or something.
No! Get behind me! I'll use a chair. Longer.
Listen, there's a cupboard just behind us. I'm going to open the door.
Okay.
It's empty.
Right, get in. I'll throw the chair and come in after you. No! Shut the door, shut it!
You all right?
Think so. What's happening?
I don't know. My ears are popping.
Ah!
What?
We're going down. The whole darn cupboard's going down.
What are you talking about?
Give me your hand. Feel. That's where the door ought to be.
Ow! Feels like rock.
It is rock, and it's going past us. We're in a sort of lift.
Where on earth are we?
Where in earth, more like.
Can't see a thing.
There's nothing where the rock was.
Right. Sue, have you still got your rucksack?
My bike lamp's in the bottom.
So's mine, I hope. Let's have a feel.
Never ate our sandwiches.
No, or drank our lemonade. Here we are.
Oh, my gosh.
We must be in a mine.
What do we do now?
Only one thing to do. We can't go back. Come on.
What was that?
The lift!
It's gone!
That's torn it. They'll be after us in no time. Hurry!
Oh, children of light and air, flee, flee. Behind you the known terror, before you the unknown. Flee, flee.
Flee through tunnels without end.
Flee through airless air as warm as blood.
Flee till you can flee no more.
Oh, no. We can't go down that.
We've got to.
No! The rope's all rotten, look.
No, it's not. Just mouldy. Anyway, we haven't any choice.
Oh, children of sun and wind, go down. The unfathomable shaft gapes under you, go down.
The greasy, sweating ladder groans and sways, go down.
143.
Go down, go down.
144. 145. I'm going to jump. I'm down. Jump, Sue.
All right. Oh. Now where?
Don't know.
Four tunnels, two flooded, two silted up.
This looks best. Well, the least bad.
Oh, God!
What?
The ladder! Look! It's swaying! Someone must be on it!
Right, this one it is.
Tunnels, tunnels, tunnels.
Tunnels twisting, branching, climbing, dropping,
mostly dropping.
Tunnels running into caves.
The arching roof and floor.
Turning into ledges.
Ledges dwindling to footholds.
Footholds dwindling to nothing. Nothing. Caves, caves, caves.
Caves high and wide.
Back to tunnels, 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 tunnels.
Colin, I've absolutely got to have a drink.
Okay. Don't drink it all.
Oh, sorry, here.
Right. You lead for a bit.
Okay. I hope that this tunnel actually goes up.
Not before time.
Oh!
What's up?
Shaft!
So what? Oh, gosh!
No way round.
We'll just have to go back.
No.
I'm not crossing that plank. It's rotten.
Only a bit of it. Colin, we've got to cross it. This tunnel leads somewhere, or the plank wouldn't be there. I'll go. You shine your torch.
Careful. Careful. Whoa.
All right. All right. I say, I wonder how deep the shaft is.
Sue, no! Don't look down! Sue! Stand up! What the hell's the matter with you? Sue!
Eyes! Eyes looking at me! Down there!
For God's sake, stay still! This end's slipping! Still! Now crawl! Come on, look up at me. It's only a few feet.
Can't, I'm going to fall.
All right, stay there, I'm coming. Now, give me your hand. Stand up. Just let go of my knees. Right. Right. Well done. Now walk. Walk in step with me. Now. One. Two. Three. Four. There. Okay now.
Yes. Yes, sorry. I don't know what came over me.
The eyes.
Yes, they were moving. I felt as if... as if a shaft were trying to swallow me.
We'd better rest a bit. Then we'll go on back. Try another turning.
Yes. Only one torch now.
I know.
Colin, we could stop again. I could do with another drink and maybe something to eat.
Well, okay, but not in the middle of a cave. There's a place we can get into, I think, just over there.
Oh, great. Oh, for heaven's sake!
What?
We've been here before!
We can't have!
We have! I know we have! Anyway, look. Our footprints.
I can't bear it. Here, take a sandwich if you want one. I'd better turn the torch out.
Yes.
My sandwich has got sand in it! It's disgusting! Sue? Sue, are you all right? Sue, where are you? Sue! Oh, no, Sparks! Where are they? Why are they running away? To the torch? Maybe they can't stand the light.
They're coming back again. Now what?
Oh, they like not the bite of steel, Svart Alpha. breath of Nidhogg. What's this? Have I too come here to be half-blinded?
I'm sorry, I'll turn it off.
You would have been much sorrier ere long had I not found you. Come with me, and quickly.
Who are you?
Durathror, son of Gondemar, prince of the Holdra folk. Now, come.
And suddenly, the Svart dropped me and ran, and there was Fenadari right beside me.
Aye, indeed. And it is as well we overtook you when we did.
Overtook us?
Oh, yes, Colin. Just imagine, it wasn't Grimnir or Selina Place who were behind us. It was these two.
What? Do you mean to say, after all that...
What's done is done, and let me tell you, I have heard how you have taken back the stone, and I say that Cadellan, great wizard though he is, was wrong to say you have no part in this. You have shown yourselves worthy this day.
Cousin Wineskin, it is well said of you, your tongue would still wag if it were cut out. This talk is pleasant, but our errand is not over.
Forgive me. Let us go. The way to the light is not long.
Maybe not, but you must know that one of the Svarts that tried to take our friend here is still living. And we'll carry word.
Be quick, then. Stone Maiden, behind me. Then the young dog.
The what?
Take it not amiss. In my tongue, that is the meaning of your name, and it is honourable. Now, let us be going.
What I don't understand is how you found us in the dark.
Ha-ha! How can an eagle fly? How can a fish swim?
And another thing. When you hit the spot... It has crumbled into dust.
My Svart cannot endure a bite of iron. It has a virtue which destroys their flesh. Would all such creatures were as they.
Shh. Be careful now. Come here beside me. This is the great cave of the Svartmud, and no place for us.
Me too.
Oh, so the Svart Alpha will fall together, will they? There shall be work for swords.
No.
What?
It would be a good fight, yes, but we should go under and the stone with us. We must pass unseen. Quick now, hide before the matter can be near come upon us.
What's he saying to them?
That is Alpha. And he drives them to a frenzy so that they will meet our swords.
Which otherwise they would not dare. What does the sight remind you of?
I don't know. Something horrible.
A seething stew of lizards, reptiles, creeping things, all cast into a mighty pit.
They will await us at the plank shaft, sir, they say.
And if that fails, they will await us at the gate. Cousin... Let us hurry thither. Our sword shall soon taste Svart flesh, and such as live shall not forget us in the time to come.
Nay, cousin, have I not said? Far frost is more than death in glory. The gate is not our way.
What then? There is no other.
But there is. There is a road so secret, deep and terrible. No Svart will ever tread it. Should we perish on it... then at least Far Frost will be hid and safe for untold centuries to come.
Cousin, do you know this road?
Nay, and hoped ever to be spared it. But my father trod it 7 times and spoke of it to me.
I take your meaning, and I like it not.
Children of light and air, the trials that you have undergone will seem as nothing when compared with what now lies ahead of you.
Here is the first of them. Look, a ledge around the high wall of a cave.
Broken.
Sloping outward.
Inches wide. No other way through to the tunnel you must reach.
Gently, Stone Maiden. Go gently. There is a firm spike by your right hand. Hold on to it. And rest.
Someone threw a rock at me!
Pay no heed. Durathror will attempt it.
And And instantly the second dwarf floats down feather-light into the thick blackness of the cave, where soon the cries of slaughtered swarts ring out.
And then suddenly he rises up again, as if he were a bubble in a deep, dark pool.
Then on they go, and on.
Until at last they stand beside the only way that leads to the Earl Delving.
The Earl Delving.
Surely we don't have to go down there.
Aye, and before our courage fails. Cousin, stand guard in case of sparks, then join us when we're down.
A dreadful shaft tips under them
and turns upon itself.
And tips again and drops.
Down they go and down.
Sliding, leaping, gripping, fighting for their lives.
Dark, unbroken.
Save only by their one remaining little globe of light.
Until at last they stand on firm, wet sand.
Is this the Earl Delving?
A part of it. We must win clear from here by sunset or spend the night in it, which would be grim indeed.
Can we rest a while and wait for Durata?
Oh, yes, please. If he takes half as long as we did, he'll be ages.
But he will not.
Durata! How did you get down so fast?
Ah, how indeed. I fell
like this.
So that's it. You can fly.
Not I, but Valham can.
Valham?
This, my cloak of eagle's feathers, fashioned by the elves who gave it me in token of great friendship. Now come, let us go on.
In a moment, cousin, in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
It wants an hour to sunset, and not all of us came down the shaft so easily. Let us sit and share what food and drink remains.
Mm. Not much, I'm afraid. But here it is.
The Nadri. There is one thing I don't understand.
Only one?
How do you know to follow us?
Ah, that's quickly told. We heard that Grimnir had risen from the lake and gone a visit in the Morrigan. We knew that where he was, there would be fire frost also.
And we followed to St. Mary's Cliff, and Valham took me to a room under the eaves where old Shapeshifter and the Hooded One were sitting till the magic should be done.
I waited at the door below.
I set about them with Durnwin, this, my sword, and drove them down.
So that's what all the noise was on the stairs.
You didn't kill them, did you?
Alas, no. Their magic is too strong for that. But Durnwin they will not forget.
Then we heard the woman's hound and went into the kitchen where it was and slew it.
Aye, but not before we saw a hand that shut a cupboard door and on its wrist a bracelet and a stone.
We opened up the cupboard.
But too late. The box had gone down and you with it.
And the rest you know.
So when I told you I had fire frost, you already knew.
So we did, but the honour of the telling belonged to you. Oh. Now, friends, we must move on.
Cousin... Tell me something. How do we go on from here? This little cave has no way out.
But it does. It lies beneath your feet.
Oh.
What? That rabbit hole?
Stone Maiden, even if it were the eye of a needle, we should have to enter it.
Oh.
Now, you and Colin, tie your knapsacks each to an ankle. Durathro, you and I must push our swords ahead of us. Courage, friends. We shall not speak again until we come to safety.
Oh, children of sun and wind, now you know what it is to be a creature of the earth.
A mole.
A worm.
This awful crevice squeezes in on you, close as an overcoat of stone.
Close as a second skin.
Tight.
Airless.
Stifling.
Oh, no. It's dead end. I must have taken the wrong turn.
No, child, no. This is the road. Feel down. Your clasping prison doubles back and down upon itself, and so must you.
Oh! But how was Colin going to get his legs around that?
Ah, how indeed.
He's coming now.
He feels the way.
Head down and under.
Body following.
Long, skinny shanks.
No! Ah! I'm stuck! Ah! Durathro, my legs are jammed against the roof! I'm stuck! Durathro, I'm stuck!
Quiet!
Ah!
Panic will not help!
Help!
Be still! That's better. Now, breathe slow. Good. And now, go limp and turn a little.
Ah! Ah!
Oh. Oh. Well, no!
on! A little more! And bend your knees!
I'm through!
Good!
I'm through!
Good!
Our children of light and air.
The earth is not the only enemy.
The hunters lie ahead of you. Beware.
Well, now, taken all in all, the Earl Delving has not used his ill.
You've got to be joking.
It can be very cruel. But from here, we are in little danger. Stone Maiden, turn off the lamp and then look to your right.
Can't see a thing.
Let your eyes accustom to the dark.
Is that the daylight?
It is. Oh. We are at the very bottom of the edge. Oh. And now, a little walk, an easy climb, and we shall tread the elf road back to Fundendelv.
I can't believe it. Real daylight. Real air. And there's trees and grass and fields. I can even hear music. So can I. It sounds like a harp.
It is a harp. See, on golden stone a Stromkarl plays.
Does your road lead to Fundendelv?
It does, and we take with us the weird stone of Brisingamen.
I'm glad. But you will not go to Fundendelv.
What? How so?
Grimnir sits by Holywell, and the Morrigan watches the gates. Others will gather with the night. It will be dark within the hour. See, you are not then under the sky.
Ah, our swords will ever be at your command.
Our people will aid you where they may. Fare you well.
And fare you well.
Oh, gosh. Was all that true?
Of course. A Stromkarl is of water. How can you lie? Ah, fool that I am. My thoughts were all on getting to the light of day and not what we should do when once we'd got there.
Maybe we can reach the farm before it's dark.
Yes. Now there's a good plan. We should do so and before the Morthbrood or the Svarts have news of us, although what shelter it will be, I wonder.
What of the stone?
We must find Cadellan.
How can we do that?
I know of only one way that is sure. I am to meet him at the top of Shuttlingslow on the morning of the fourth day after this. Our greatest task will be to avoid the Morthbrood for so long.
Hello? What have we got here? Eh? You look as if you've been through every mall pit between here and Warnish Nook. Who are these two?
Galper, this is...
Wait a minute. I know this one. You're the little fellow who threatened me back in the summer, aren't you? Well, I've got a bone or two to pick with thee.
Galper, just a minute.
And I'd like to know what mischief you've been getting these children into. So, that's your game.
Galper, Fenodri, for goodness sake.
Indeed, I am the one who sought your aid last summer. And much ill has come of what you said that day, but I mean you no harm, Farmer Mossop. Instead, I crave your help, for every moment we stand here exposed to watching eyes is perilous.
Yes, that's right. Garvey, you've got to trust him.
Got to, have I?
You've got to trust them both. They've already saved our lives more than once today. And we really must go in the house. It's almost dark.
All right, you can come in, all of you. No, not with that thing in your hand, my friend. That's more like it. And I'll just say this before we start. I don't know what you've got to tell me, but it best be good. Well, I don't know. This is the rummiest do I ever come across. What about thee, miss?
Ah, well, there's little use in saying pigs cannot fly when you see them catching swallows. But I don't like the sound of it.
And you say you've got to get our lassie's bridestone to the top of Shuttlingslow be Friday dawn? Well, that wouldn't be difficult. You can stay here, if you've a mind, and catch the bus to Macclesfield.
No. We dare not stay so long in one place. We must be gone tomorrow and on foot.
I say, wouldn't it be better if we had our bicycles? We left them just outside St. Mary's Cliff.
We? Oh, no, my lass. No we about it. No one's going to drag these children off on any more madcap errands, and that's final.
Oh,
but Bess...
No, it's no good saying, oh, but Bess. I mean, what would your mother think if she knew of all these goings-on already? And what we'd say to her if you two left here in the morning and never came back? We're responsible, after all.
Mistress Mossock, If Colin and Susan do not see this through to the end in the company of those best fitted to help them, their chances of ever setting eyes on their parents or home again will be less than little. It would be madness to leave them here and unprotected.
You mean that, don't you? Gowther, what does that think?
Well, yon's a good point. All the same, as I says, we are still responsible, and I... Hello? What's that?
Shh. Do not move.
Mossack. Are you there, Mossack?
This is the place, woman.
Hi, I'm here. What do you want?
You know what. Hand over to us the children, the dwarves and the stone, and you shall go unharmed.
And supposing I tell thee to go jump in the mullin...
Pay no heed, she is bluffing. They cannot pass over a threshold unbidden. It is an old, strong spell and binding.
Right. Mrs. Place, I'll make it quite clear how we stand. We are not coming out, and you cannot come in.
Listen, all of you. Because we cannot enter, do not think that you are safe, for we have called on those to whom the spells that hold us back are meaningless, and they will come to you. Listen. Can you not hear them? The Mara are stirring. Soon they will be awake.
Well, that does it. We'll be out of here first thing in the morning. Bess, when Sam Albert comes, I'll fix with him to take thee to the sisters. They'll be safe enough there. He can keep an eye on this place.
What will you do, Farmer Mossack?
I'll be coming with you.